Hey, Bob. So, when does Mr. Nezzer get here? I'm ready to start this podcast.
Me too, Larry. Hopefully soon. I don't want to start the show without him.
Bob? Larry?
Oh, hi, Petunia.
Good to see you. What's up?
We're podcasting now.
As in right this very moment? Now?
Yep.
Well then, welcome to the Veggie Tales podcast, everybody. I'm Bob the Tomato.
I'm Petunia Rhubarb.
And I'm ready to eat snacks. Also, I'm Larry. Larry the Cucumber.
So, Petunia, why don't you tell us the theme of today's show?
Sure. So today, we're talking about faithfulness.
Faithfulness. Is that like being full of faith?
Being faithful means that we are true and loyal. When a person is faithful, they keep their word.
That's right, Bob. A faithful person always keeps a promise.
Just like God always keeps his promises to us.
Exactly. So, should we tell our listeners where we are?
Yes, let's tell them.
We are podcasting live from an exciting location, Mr. Nezzer's brand new zoo.
Let's tell him the name, too.
So, the name of the zoo is Jurassic Park.
Definitely an odd name. I wonder why Mr. Nezzer chose the name Jurassic Park.
Because we take drastic measures to ensure our visitors have the best experience ever.
Mr. Nezzer!
Hello, everyone.
Mr. Nezzer, we're so excited to see all the animals at your zoo.
Yeah, especially duckies. I love duckies. All kinds of duckies. Canvasback, spotted whistling, mallard, rubber.
Yes, yes, we'll get to the animals soon. But first, we have to get you entered into our security system, or else you won't be able to get through our automatic electrolocks.
Electrolocks? What are those?
A drastic security protocol developed by none other than Dr. Flurry. This park is the safest, most secure...
Danger. Security system deactivated. Electrolocks disengaged. Animal control system offline.
That isn't good.
I'm guessing this is a bad time to ask about snacks.
The electrolocks are disengaged. The animals can get out of their habitats.
You mean all of the animals?
We better get this security system working stat.
Well, let's go. Chop, chop!
We have to get to the security compound on the other side of the park.
The other side of the park?
And we need to hurry.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Larry?
This podcast is going to be so exciting.
I'm afraid you're right, Larry.
Hopefully we'll get everything back up and running in time for our kid, Colin.
And don't forget the surprise guest.
Keep up, guys.
You stay tuned. We'll be back after our theme song.
This grass is so tall, I can barely see anything.
Which animal habitat is this, Mr. Nezzer?
This is our Everfun Everglades exhibit. 24 acres of authentic Everglade wildlife. We spared no expense.
You should have spared a little expense for a lawnmower.
What was that?
Oh, I know that sound. There's only one animal that makes that sound.
Hello, my beautiful veggie friends.
Mr. Lunt?
The one and only.
Were you just growling?
Nope. That was my buddy, Alvin. Come on out, little guy. Everyone, this is Alvin, the alligator. Say hi, Alvin. Alvin says hi.
An alligator? I knew I recognized that growl.
Does he bite? Only when he's hungry. So, Alvin's been having a pretty rough week, guys.
Oh, really? So, what's up?
Alvin is on a very prestigious synchronized swimming team. And Andrea, one of his teammates, is always skipping practice.
I can see how frustrating that would be.
Their team has a competition coming up, and, well, Alvin feels like they're not ready.
So, Alvin, have you talked to Andrea about this?
He hasn't talked to Andrea yet. He's not really sure what to say.
You can remind Andrea that she's an important part of your team.
Which means that when she doesn't honor her commitment, she's letting you down.
But when she's faithful to her commitment, she shows that she cares about her friends.
Alvin is intrigued by your suggestion. Also, he's hungry now, so... bye, Alvin. Bye, Mr. Lunt.
Good luck with the synchronized swimming.
You know that if Dr. Flurry had been a little more faithful to his commitments, we wouldn't be lost in my zoo.
Wait. We're lost?
What do you mean, Mr. Nezzer?
He promised the automatic electrolock security system would be up and running by now.
Have you tried calling him?
Yep.
This is the voicemail of Dr. Flurry. I would come to the phone right now, but I don't want to because I'm currently in a hopscotch tournament.
Yeah, that's not good.
And you know the worst part of all of this?
The potential harm to all your guests and the animals at your zoo?
I was going to say that I won't sell as many tickets, but that other stuff too, of course.
Right.
Look, there's a building in the distance.
That's the security compound. We're almost there. Just got to get through this gate.
Oh, no. Is this part of the security system?
Nope. I just forgot my key.
Uh-oh.
I might be able to crank it open with a tire jack, an electric winch, and some organic coconut oil.
But where are we going to get those things?
Oh, Petunia. What kind of zoo owner would I be if I didn't keep those things right here in my fanny pack?
So, you have a tire jack, an electric winch, and coconut oil, just not a spare key?
Yep.
I have a feeling we're going to be here a while.
Hey, guys. I'm getting a call from a real-life kid. Hello? Oh, hi, Jake. This is Petunia Rhubarb. Hold on. I'll put you on speaker.
Hi, Jake. It's Bob the Tomato.
And Larry the Cucumber.
Hey, guys.
What can we do for you, Jake?
I got a real situation.
Let's hear it.
To my brother Chad and me, we have lots of chores at home.
Go on.
And we divided them up. He's in charge of some chores, and I do the other ones.
Seems fair enough.
So sometimes when I get home from school, I don't really want to do my chores. I'd rather play basketball or something.
And how does that make your brother feel?
Well, that's the thing. My brother keeps getting mad at me. But could I just do my chores later? I mean, what's the big deal?
I understand how you feel, Jake. We all love to do fun stuff, like I love to go on long bike rides.
I like roller skating and watching funny cartoons.
I like feeding ducks.
It's great to have fun. But it's also important we remain true to our word and our commitments.
It's a little thing we're talking about on today's show. Faithfulness.
Faithfulness is really important in the Bible. Proverbs 3:3 says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man."
Win favor and a good name? What does that mean?
It means you can be trusted.
So like when I do my chores, my brother knows that he could trust me?
Bingo!
Well, I do want my brother to trust me. My friends, too.
We all do, Jake.
Okay, I better go. I think I got some chores to do.
Way to go!
Goodbye, Jake!
See you later!
What was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, my tummy's really rumbling. Hey, Mr. Nezzer, you almost done with that lock yet? I could really use a snack.
Almost there. Maybe not. I think I need a gallon of nitrogen and a tube sock.
But where would we...
In my other fanny pack.
Just not the spare key?
Just not the key.
You guys hear that?
A turkey, maybe?
Maybe a flock of turkeys.
I believe it's called a rafter of turkeys.
You sure about that?
Positive.
I think I see them. And there's a lot of them.
Turkeys do travel in rafters.
Run! Run!
Is that Mr. Lunt?
I think he's saying, hun.
Hun?
Yeah, you know, like, can I get you some grits and biscuits, hun?
No, I think he's saying,
run! Ah! Don't look back!
We're not! What are we running from?
Flamingos!
Flamingos?
Okay, stop running, everybody. Mr. Lunt, why would you have us running from flamingos?
Yeah, flamingos aren't dangerous.
They're beautiful.
Have you seen their knees? They bend backwards, man. It's not natural. It really freaks me out.
Ugh.
Plus, they're kind of rude.
Rude?
Hello, flamingos. Can we help you with something?
What are they saying, Mr. Lunt?
We, the flamingos, are very upset. We have formed a powerful alliance. No longer will the flamingos be known as only cute and pink, but strong and mighty. Our name is Flamboyance, for we are many.
Flamboyance? You gotta be kidding me.
Flamboyance is actually the proper name for a flock of flamingos, Bob.
Right when I thought this day couldn't get any stranger.
The hippopotamuses have broken out of their cages and invaded our pond.
That's terrible.
You have until sunset.
Sunset? Then what? What happens after sunset?
Who knows? I'm just glad they're gone.
Well, we have a flamboyance of flamingos angry at us. The fate of the zoo rests on our shoulders. And still, Dr. Flurry is nowhere to be found.
Commercial break?
Commercial break!
Did you know that babies are constantly communicating? Those genius little minds have a language all their own. But most parents have trouble understanding them. Wouldn't you just love to hear the ingenious thoughts that your baby is thinking? Well, now you can, with the Brain Binky Thought Translation Pacifier. The only pacifier that translates your baby's thoughts into audible English. Give it a try, Susan.
Okay, here you go, little Susan Jr.
Hello, Mother. Did you know that jet propulsion is produced by ejecting a jet of gas or fluid in the opposite direction of the intended vector? This is empowered by Newton's third law of motion.
Susan Jr., I had no idea you knew about jet propulsion.
Another successful translation. Bruce, would you like to try?
Okay. Here you go, Billy. Try the Brain Binky.
My diaper smells like carrots. Lots of orange smashed carrots. I'm sure of it.
Attaboy, son. Let's go change that diaper.
Thank you, Father. Because these carrots are starting to feel warm and squishy in my diaper now.
With the Brain Binky Thought Translation Pacifier, everyone can discover the brilliance hidden within the mind of a baby.
The primary issue with economic policy is not that it deals with complex markets, but that it deals with complex human incentives. Also, I like cheese.
Wow! I don't even know what that means!
Neither do I, Susan. But I think Susan Jr. deserves some cheese. Call now and order your Brain Binky today!
Hey, Mr. Nezzer! Do you think you'll be able to break through the lock?
It's not looking good, Bob. If only I had...
What is all this ruckus about? I can barely hear myself hopscotching.
Dr. Flurry!
Now, what are you doing inside the security compound?
Hopscotch, naturally. This vegan is a hopscotch world cop. Didn't you get my message?
The security system is down in the park. An entire flamboyance of flamingos have been pushed out of their habitat by a gang of hippopotamuses.
Ahem! A bloat.
A what?
A bloat of hippopotamuses. Not a gang. A bloat.
Unbelievable.
Dr. Flurry, you gave me your word the automatic electro-security system would be up and running. But you've been...
Hopscotching? You're right, Mr. Nezzer. I wasn't faithful to my commitment to you. And now the whole park is a mess.
Thank you. Now fix this thing so I can start making money.
And save the animals and keep the guests safe, right?
Yes, of course, those things too.
Come on in, guys. Let's do this.
Bob, Larry, our surprise guest is calling.
I can't wait to find out who it is.
Dr. Timothy Talk here.
Petunia Rhubarb here with Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber.
Wow, I'm a big fan of you guys.
You have a big responsibility in taking care of the world's clock. Can you tell us more about it? Thank you for giving us some time.
Yes, of course. Excuse me, just trying to keep these clocks organized.
Everything okay? Can you tell us about the atomic clock?
Yes, of course. Well, you see, I run the atomic clock. I'm responsible for keeping it ticking and on time.
Where is the atomic clock?
Well, it's in Switzerland. The world's clocks are set by this clock. It's an extremely precise instrument and requires absolute dedication and faithfulness to keep it running. It is predicted that the atomic clock will be off by only 1 second in 30 million years. I'm determined to not let that happen. I want to be reliable and keep my word to do my very best job.
1 second? That's barely any time at all!
Yes, well, time flies. And speaking of faithfulness, it's about time for me to go. I'm on my way back to Switzerland, and I want to be faithful to my commitments.
Great talking to you.
Goodbye! See you later!
It's great to see a person who is truly faithful to their commitments.
Speaking of, how's it going, Dr. Fleury?
Very well, thank you. I am just gonna take a quick break.
Were you thinking of leaving because you wanted to watch the Hopscotch World Cup?
Maybe. I mean, yes, definitely.
Do you think that's such a great idea in light of our current disaster?
No, it's really not. I give you my word, Mr. Nessa, and I want to be a faithful friend.
Thank you, Dr. Fleury.
Bob? What's that sound?
Is that...
Flamingos!
They said we have until sunset.
But what does that even mean?
I don't know.
It sounds like a whole flock of them.
Flamboyance. A flock of flamingos is a flamboyance.
That's even worse.
They're trying to get inside. Hurry, Dr. Fleury. You need to reboot the security system.
Bob, this is just too much suspense.
I think you're right, Larry. How about we cut to a classic song?
Great idea. How about...
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. We join Larry as he follows the tragic saga of Barbara Manatee in the daytime drama Endangered Love.
Barbara Manatee, you are the one for me. Fan from up above, you are the one I love.
Please don't cry, Barbara. You're a nice manatee. You've been so good to me. But I must go into the world and do noble things for the good of all. And you can't come because you don't speak French. Au revoir.
But if you leave, Bill, who will take me to the ball? Who's going to take me to the ball, Bill? I have a new dress and shoes, a new manatee lipstick. Who will take me to the ball?
I'll take you to the ball, Barbara Manatee.
Please don't go.
I must.
Don't go.
I must.
Don't.
Must.
Don't.
Must.
Barbara Manatee. You are the one for me. Sent from up above, you are the one I love.
Things for the good of all.
Yes, but first, Bill, will you take me to the ball? Oh, Bill, will you take me to the ball?
I can't dance.
You can't?
No.
I must go.
Please don't go.
I must.
Don't go.
I must.
Don't.
Must.
Don't.
Must.
Barbara Manatee.
Manatee.
You are the one.
Larry? What are you doing?
Jeff, watching a little TV, Bob?
Well, maybe you should read a book.
Yeah. Okay.
This has been Silly Songs with Larry. Tune in next time to hear Bill say...
Barbara, I've learned to dance.
Oh, Ben.
Okay, we're back at the security compound. Dr. Fleury is working to get the security system back online while a flamboyance of flamingos is trying to get inside.
At least they haven't figured out how to open doors.
Don't tell me.
They've figured out how to open the doors. They're in the lobby.
Hurry, Dr. Fleury!
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, I'll brace myself against the door to keep them from getting inside the server room.
Good idea.
Almost there.
Security system online.
Hooray!
You did it, Dr. Fleury!
Hey, look! Is that Mr. Lunt with all the flamingos?
What's he saying?
I'll patch him through.
Hey, guys, good news. You were right about the flamingos. They're beautiful and harmless. As long as I don't look down at their knees.
So the flamingos are harmless? Just like we said?
Absolutely. Right, guys?
But they said we had until sunset. Or else.
Or else they would miss the Hopscotch World Cup. They're big fans.
Well, why didn't you say so?
All right, let them in.
Like I said, this podcast was going to be so exciting. Right, Bob?
You were right about that, Larry.
And I learned so much. I mean, who knew a flock of flamingos was called a flamboyance?
I did, Petunia. I did. But I did learn a lot about how important it is to be a faithful friend.
I think we all did, Larry. All right, everybody. That's our show. Don't forget, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
See you later.